Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Right now we have a band returning to the station after 5 years, something like that. It's been a while. The Requisite, welcome to Loud and Local, guys.
Why, hello. Hey, thanks for having us.
So, you got three quarters of you guys have these spiffy jackets with your band name on the back. They're nice denim jackets with your band name emblazoned on the back. It's really awesome. But you didn't get the memo, dude.
Yeah. No, Max here. The singer and I, I looked through the band chat and there's going to be some serious consequences come next band practice. You know, I pilot this ship with an iron fist and clearly, I would have worn it had you told me.
Listen, man,
you're supposed to know, man.
I know
way that we can back up your vocal acrobatics is like by sharing one brain.
There we go.
So that's why we all knew.
So that's tell me about the jackets, though. Like, did you guys have them made for any specific?
We bought them at Target.
Okay.
Clearance, and we just all happened to get the same one, and then I think who was it, Sam?
It was Sam and I.
Sam and Max had the idea to get patches made, and then we ironed them all on for a photo shoot. I think.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to be in a biker gang, and now I'm in.
Now it's something way less cool. But yeah. Just Matt and Tom accidentally bought the same jacket once, and we just rolled with it.
So it has been a while, so let's reintroduce yourself. Tell me what you do, what your name is, and what you do in The Requisite.
My name's Sam. I play drums.
My name's Matt. I play guitar and sometimes do a singing.
My name's Tom. I play bass and sing live when Matt blows out his voice.
And I am Max. I am the lead singer and rhythm guitar player.
Right on. So we're going to be playing some songs from a new record that is going to be coming out. And the vinyl release show is Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive over in Fremont. Yeah. Primal Screams and the Fever Dreams is the name of the record. You guys are going to be playing with Fortress of the Bear, Afterwards, and DJ Baby Van Beasley is going to be doing emo night afterwards.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing songs from that. So tell me a little bit about the record, man. How long you guys been working on this and whatnot?
A little over a year. I mean, like longer than that, technically, like, but probably a little over a year with intention. I mean, basically what happened is we decided to, you know, we're going to start putting songs together. We're going to write some new stuff. Didn't know it was going to be a full length at first. And I was cruising around Instagram one day, and one of my favorite bands from high school is Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
And I follow Fred Mascherino, who is...
The Color Fred,
yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. He was the secondary vocalist and lead guitar player for the albums Where You Want to Be and Louder Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that he had a studio out in Pennsylvania and just decided to, you know, throw the Hail Mary. Like, the one thing that I've really learned in the last couple of years doing this stuff is that the answer is always no if you never ask.
Totally. And that's how I've been doing it in radio, man. Yeah. I'm not going to get a freaking Rob Halford interview if I don't just ask.
And,
you know?
And yeah, right? Yeah. So like that's glorious when it happens, because, yeah,
you get a ton of no's, but just put yourself out there, man. Just, yeah.
And yeah, because to my great surprise, I sent the message, you know, tried to be as cool about it as possible. And then all of a sudden he messages me back and is like, hey, listen to your stuff. And I liked it. And we should have a phone call. And I was, well, you know, trying not to fangirl about it.
The thing that sticks in my mind is the fact that he said, congratulations on actually being a good band.
Yeah. Yeah. He was very complimentary. And I was just like, oh, wow. That, yeah. And that sort of kicked off this, it was really like the fuse for, okay, well, we've been kind of putting some new songs together a little bit. We had like three or four demoed out things at the time. We were like, oh, if we're going to actually do this, we need to buckle down and do it. And ended up straight up hiring Fred to like co-write and produce and record this full-length record. And we ended up flying out to his place in Westchester,
wow,
which is just out of Philly, and recording it out there. So
that's huge.
Yeah, we're very, very pumped on it. So we've all been in the game for a hot minute, and this is kind of the first time all of us have really double and or tripled down on every aspect of really going for it and
go for the gusto, cool, dude. Yeah.
So we're really pumped on it.
I gotta say, it's kind of weird that I've never talked about, you know, Fred or the color Fred until, you know, recently on Loud and Local. And I had another band that talked about him, Sinking Season. They actually played some shows with him. It's what a cool coincidence. It was just like a couple weeks ago I talked with them and they were talking about him too. So
yeah, we actually had we were working with Fred because he was doing a tour out this way.
That's right.
Like an acoustic tour. And then he was going to join up with Say Anything, who he tour now.
Cool.
And yeah, we ended up jumping on a bill with Fred and Sinking Season.
Nice.
Like Roses from California.
That's right.
Super awesome.
Cool, man. So tell me about the experience out there in Pennsylvania.
Oh, it was 2 weeks of just like what I wish I could do for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So I think going on the way back to the airport, like the come down was like palpable. It's like this is what we're supposed to be doing, right?
I think the best part was Wawa, we found out about.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Had that every day.
It's unlike anything we have here. And yep. It was every day we would just eat garbage at Wawa and then record stuff for like 10 or 12 hours.
Yeah, I finally just deleted the Wawa Rewards app off my phone. I had to have a little, you know.
Was he pretty hands-on with helping out and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, probably for 6 or 7 months leading up to us going out there, we were meeting with him over Skype once a week.
Cool.
And, you know, woodshopping these songs, and he's running ideas by us, and because we have a studio in Matt's basement, so we were able to do a whole lot of demoing stuff.
Yeah, he just started renovating that studio, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, he just started tearing down walls.
Yep. Looking pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And he tracked, I mean, he has, like, an engineer that works with him, but he tracked almost the whole record. Yeah. He was there the whole time. And the studio's at his house, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I'd never been in that state before.
It's easy to get in a flow because, like, all you're doing for 2 full weeks is we just wake up and record, which in this day and age, most people are like, you know, we're going to record guitars this weekend and then next weekend we'll do this. But it was just like nonstop for 2 full weeks. And I think we've ever been in that like zone before.
It was fantastic.
Fun. Was it hard to get back to regular life? Were you like, yeah, God damn it, going to work? The first day back at work, you're like, I'm a rock star. I don't deserve this.
No, I'm very passionate about fitness equipment repair.
So, okay. Okay.
Really, if music doesn't work out, I have that to fall back on.
All right. Well, that's the interesting thing. So the thing about Loud and Local is I'm interviewing bands that are, you know, might not be to the level of playing the huge Coliseum tours, right? So we all have our day jobs, right?
Oh yeah.
What do you guys do like when you're not up on stage?
Well, as I just kind of implied, I repair fitness equipment.
Okay.
I'm a mobile repair tech for a company called Mercury Fitness. And any ellipticals or treadmills out there, you go ahead and give us a call and we'll get you right.
Right on.
Then this is Tom here. Without putting too fine a point on it, I work at a lighting sales agency called the Lighting Group down in Georgetown.
Okay.
Right behind Fond du Lac Katrina. So it's a dangerous dangerous area of town to work in because everything is delicious and proximal.
Mm.
Yeah. So
yum.
Yeah.
Sam.
Right. I'm also in the lighting field. I'm a project manager.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Right on.
I own a construction company that mostly does painting. And yeah, it's super exciting. I mostly wake up at 10 a.m. and drink Red Bulls and tell people what to do.
Nice.
Just watch the checks roll in.
So the album, you guys really happy with how it turned out?
Yes.
I think nice. It's the first time that any of us in a band have been happy with every song on a record, because I feel like every band, there's somebody that doesn't like a song. Yeah. I think we like every song on this record.
Yeah, we confidently said, like, on the way back, it's like we had zero performance issues the whole time.
Nice.
Like, we didn't always like knock it out in one take, but you know, it was just like punching in here and there.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, oh, maybe this isn't quite under my fingers yet. Can you run it back one or two more times? And yeah, there was no, you know, nobody got hammered out of frustration in the studio, and had to walk out and have somebody else play their parts.
Which has happened before.
Oddly specific stories, but not in this band.
No.
But it was a fantastic experience, and yeah, like pretty much same deal. It's just there's always it's a Sum 41 record.
All killer, no filler.
There we go.
Nice.
At least that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Same. Well, let's go into one of the songs. Again, you guys are going to be playing the record release show, at least for the vinyl, Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive vinyl release show for Primal Screams and the Fever Dreams.
There's no the.
And Fever Dreams. Primal Screams and Fever Dreams, to be exact. With Fortress of the Bear afterwards and DJ Baby Van Beasley. We're going to go into Take a Minute. You guys want to tell me about this one?
It's like probably our danciest track, I gotta say, on there. The record kind of got broken down into what I would consider three separate parts. There's like pop punk bangers, real like dancey stuff, and then just like straight up emo.
Cool.
Emo jams, and this is definitely one of the more dancey tunes. I think it's really catchy. Yeah.
Congratulations on being a good band.
Thanks,
dude. It's Take a Minute, the requisite new music here on Loud and Local.
Stuck in a loop, familiar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Take a Minute by The Requisite. New album is, you can pick up a vinyl copy of it Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive in Fremont. Primal Screams and Fever Dreams. No, the. Yeah. With Fortress of the Bear afterwards and DJ Baby Van Beasley. Are you going to put this out yourselves? Or is it on a label or
no label? No.
So paying for the vinyl yourselves, man. That's not cheap.
Yeah, Fred made it sound like he wanted this on his label, but he changed his mind after he finished the record.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
I keep coming back to it's like, well, you know, it's my benefit of the doubt was it's a logistical thing because sure. It's like he's put together a conglomerate of East Coast bands that just trade shows all the way up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Which is really cool. They're called Heading East Records. And you should check them out because their whole lineup of bands is super cool and kind of makes me want to do something similar on this coast.
Yeah. Call it Heading West.
Yeah, dude.
It's the same thing but different.
Yeah.
So let's throw you a curveball here and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
What is the last thing that really inspired you? Music, book, film, friend, anything?
That is
podcast.
That's an excellent question.
Last thing that really inspired you.
You've studied under Carolyn Nielsen, I can tell.
Yes, yes.
What?
Yeah,
you are a professor. Yeah,
oh,
professor,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. I remember from last time.
Last thing that really inspired.
I would say, like, for how inspiring can it be? Because I can't remember what it's called. But Dave Grohl has a book.
Yeah.
Storyteller, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's Storyteller.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And it was the very first audiobook I've ever listened to ever, and it was really cool just hearing his, well, because he narrates it, man. Mm-hmm. It just kind of reiterated the whole him being the nicest dude in rock and roll thing. Where it was like, oh, the way he talks about music, and especially early on when he's in Scream and in punk bands and stuff, it's just so very worded the way that I would have worded things with my experiences. It was just like, that's cool. That's cool hearing the humble beginnings to where he is now sort of deal, and that was very inspiring for me. Well,
awesome. When he goes into the layout of their first tour van with the piece of plywood that would be used as like a bunk.
Yeah, yeah. So they have to sleep on top of it and put gear underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to like maximize space in their beater. Absolutely.
That's cool. Nice. I love that.
For sure. Inspiration. I can.
I was inspired by. I watched an Australian horror movie called Talk to Me, was really cool. Really cool movie. It's been getting a lot of good reviews. It's seeing a really good inventive horror movie in 2024 now. It's good artist.
Hard to find for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did mention book.
Yeah.
So, and this is completely out of left field. you know, not related to music at all, but just related to, you know, how we human with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book called Tribe by Sebastian Junger.
Okay.
And yeah, basically just, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but, you know, it kind of, I guess, reframes the way you kind of digest, like, collective struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the kind of main thrust of the book is like, you know, a bunch of dudes coming back from the second Iraq war just like felt really, really lost because they didn't have that super close camaraderie and like, you know, closer than family they had with like the dudes who were over there with.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of coming back and, you know, not being able to find a place where you belong.
Tribe.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called Tribe by Sebastian Junger, same guy who did the movie Restrepo.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And last but not least.
You're looking at me, Max, like you knew what I was wanted me to say.
No, not that I wanted to.
Give me a hint.
No, I can think of two reasons, two things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty inspired. I just had another daughter 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
So I have two daughters. And
yeah.
That's been inspiring.
What's her name?
Her name's Quinn.
Awesome.
It's super fun because I have a 2.5-year-old. And
yeah.
That's a fun dynamic to see.
And slowly training them to be roadies.
Yeah, I am training them. The older one's very strong. She can lift lots of gear. I got a piano recently, and my toddler loves playing it, and that's been a lot of fun trying to get her to play music and stuff. It's been inspiring.
That's a nice piano.
She always tells me to stop playing guitar, though, so I don't know what that means.
She does. I've been over to his house, he'll pick up a guitar, and be like, Daddy, no.
Daddy, no.
It's like, oh, jeez.
Daddy chill.
Yeah.
What even is that?
So let's say you guys all go out for drinks after a really successful show. Let's just say this is the show, your record release show, right? You kill it. You absolutely slay. Yeah. You're all three sheets to the wind. You want to go get some food. Where are you guys going? And it's got to be something late, open late, you know?
Well, first, Tom's going to have 6 shots of tequila.
There we go.
Hey, and then, it was like 15 after the Central, okay?
And then he's going to be incapacitated, and Max is going to have to drive him somewhere. And then we're probably going to go. Dude, where have we been going these days?
It depends on where the venue is, but, I mean, with...
When we play at Barbosa, what is that place?
We always go to Lost Lake.
Yeah, Lost Lake.
The answer's Lost Lake Cafe, getting their beer-battered fried cheese curds.
The cheese curds are
nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if it's the High Dive, I try to bag out early enough to go over to Red Star. And if
Taco
it's
Bar.
There, it's
delicious.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's been so long since we've played the High Dive. The ballroom's not there anymore. It's something else.
It's Tellerico's now, I think.
Yeah, do they still have the pizza? Do they have the pizza window?
Mm-hmm.
Stop at a Jack in the Box and try and get everybody nuggies.
Yeah, Max's special move is that he takes all of the earnings from the night and ends at a Jack in the Box on the way home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how he does it.
What's your Jack in the Box order?
Oh, dude, ultimate cheeseburger. They just changed the it's a medium number 7 anymore. But
it used to be bacon cheeseburger. The bacon ultimate was the number 7 forever. That's when I was in swim team in high school.
Yeah.
We have all the combos memorized, and that's why we're Seattle's thickest band.
That is true.
Seattle's thickest band. Is that your
official title?
I defy any artist in the Seattle metro area to get on a scale with us.
Yeah. Step on the scale, brother.
Someone gave me a bumper sticker that said Gatorade should be thicker. And I was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. That's hilarious and kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Good times, man. Okay, well, we're going to go into another song from the new record. Again, it is called Primal Screams and Fever and the... Sorry. Primal Screams and Fever Dreams.
Nailed it.
Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive Vinyl. They put their heart and soul into it. They went out to Pennsylvania, recorded it with Fred. Fortress of the Bear also going to be playing with Afterwards and DJ Baby Van Beasley. We're going into Forward. Tell me about this one. Is this a pop punk banger? Is this a dancey one? Is this an emo song?
This is song, right?
Yeah, this is more of a pop punk one.
It's a pop punk.
And Max, you got to tell them about all the naming conventions.
Oh god!
Oh gosh!
Before we came up with the real
names. Or we could pivot to the music video.
Oh yeah, that too. We are gonna have a music coming out. We may or may not have done a shot for shot remake of the volleyball scene from Top Gun. So you're going to have to wait with bated breath to see that.
Nice.
This one, probably one of our riffier tunes. Definitely Blink-inspired, slapped a Midwest emo tapping riff on the front of it, and that was the last thing that we named, actually. Yeah. I'm pretty sure last thing we did.
Yeah.
5/4 time signature.
Yep. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, for you music nerds out there.
Right on. Well, it's Forward again, the Requisite, playing their record release show on Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive. It's Forward here on Loud and Local. Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive, vinyl release show for the band you just heard, The Requisite. Primal Screams and Fever Dreams is going to be released on vinyl. You can get yourself a copy. You can also go see Fortress of the Bear afterwards and DJ Baby Van Beasley. Guys, thanks so much for coming up to the show.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's always a blast hanging out, man.
Are you guys going to wear the jackets at the show?
Oh, of course.
You have to.
Except Max.
Yeah, except for
with no shirts underneath.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, lots of fishnets.
No, absolutely. I can get my 3XL mesh shirt in the mail right now.
Nice.
I actually have to buy my fishnets from a marine company that makes fishnets.
Seattle's thickest band.
That's
yes.
Right,
so my last question for you guys, favorite Northwest band of all time?
I'm going to give Kane Hodder a shout out.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well done.
Oh, then secondary, I'm going to go Vendetta Red.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I got to go with the classic, one of the three reasons I picked up guitar, Alice in Chains.
Nice.
Go with the classic.
Can I do the home team?
The home team is a great band.
Be a boy.
There you go.
They're crushing it right
Those
now.
Those guys rule.
That's yes.
True. We played a couple shows with them over the years. But I think they've hit a stride that we can't keep up with right now.
Hey, you never know.
Dude, and I'm happy for them for it.
Yeah, they're doing awesome.
Go listen to Loud.
No, I mean, we honestly, like, we met our entire, like, I don't know, like, built-in, fan base at one of their shows.
Nice.
Well, it was a show that we played with them at Barboza. And then, you know.
Now we have a group chat with like 40 plus people that all go to karaoke together on Wednesdays.
That's killer. Yeah.
Shout out to Sean Kelly and Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie, Sean Kelly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo. LRH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little Red Hen, stay out of my bar.
Okay, so let's go. Last question. Yeah. Go to karaoke song.
A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Nice.
That's mine.
Matt. Yeah, I'm gonna go last. I gotta think about it.
You haven't been out to Loretta.
Okay. I'm going with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones impression that I get.
Oh, that's a classic.
Because you don't have to sing; you just yell.
Yeah.
If I ever went, I'd do the thong song.
Okay. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Dumps like a truck.
What am I doing now? You know what? I'm gonna call it. It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tom King is my favorite rapper. And then my go-to has always been I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Nice. Great song.
Yeah. Get to...
Cheater.
Squeal.
Any shout-outs or thank yous before we jump into the last song?
Oh, man. Fred, shout out to Fred. Steve.
Yeah.
And Diver Down Studios. Thank you for giving us a shot and becoming our buds and helping us make something we're super proud of. And the Lewises for... funding a plane ticket that we needed last minute. Friends, family, the LRH crew. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah. They like you. They really like you.
Tasty Cake.
Yeah. Oh, Tasty Cake. We discovered too.
Yeah.
Forget all, everything I just said. Tasty Cake is the sole reason I'm a musician.
Nice.
I'm gonna get a little heartfelt for a minute and say thank you to my wife for hanging out with our RIP 15 and a half year old yellow lab named Max while I kind of went off and recorded.
Lived your rock star fantasies.
Yeah. For two solid weeks, she was at home with a big yellow puppy. We had to lift others.
Wow.
So,
Lindsay rules.
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay O'King. I love you.
I got to just piggyback that one for my wife for letting me leave for 2 weeks with a 2-year-old at home. And she just let me do it because she has a crush on Fred. And I guess that was enough.
There you go.
Can anyone blame her?
No.
I can't. She's got it bad.
Yeah.
Reference. Crusherino.
You gotta make damn sure there.
Samuel.
What? Samuel?
Yeah. Any thank yous?
Wawa Tasty Cake.
Wawa Tasty Cake. Okay, doubling down on mine. Fair enough.
Tasty Cake, right on.
And everybody that likes and shares their music and comes out to any shows that we've ever done, I love you most of all.
And you can go see them Saturday, March 9th at the High Dive for the record release show of Primal Screams and Fever Dreams with Fortress of the Bear. Afterwards, DJ Baby Van Beasley. We're going to jump into Hang On, but who's going to do the cheesy radio DJ intro? Who wants to do it?
Oh, yeah. It's
Max?
Gotta,
all right.
It's got to be you.
You have to be as cheesy as possible. Oh, I want you to say the name of your band, the name of your song, and you're listening to Loud and Local, and be as cheesy as possible, okay?
Oh, God.
You got
the pressure. Okay, so it's like, this is Max from The Requisite. You're about to listen to our debut single, Hang On, here on Loud and Local.
Amazing. Good job. Nice. Thanks, guys.
You're hired.
My heart is beating so fast.
Break it down, come around to the idea. Distance forming like a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.